call to order the Tuesday, July 12, 2016 meeting of the Dairy Touch Report of Supervisors. I'd like to ask everyone to rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Joe, may I please have a roll call?
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Member Susan Court?
Here.
Member Don Foley?
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer?
Here. I'd like to announce that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session prior to the tonight's evening, a meeting to discuss land, personnel, and legal issues. And although it's posted within the meeting room, I also want to advise those persons attending at this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. At this time, I would like to invite the public to make visitor public comments. If anyone would like to address the board, I invite them to the podium.
Just in my defense, I don't use the paper, so instead of burning 125 pages every time we have a meeting, I use my iPad, and I did not have it silenced, so I apologize for the concert.
Later wasn't YMCA. No. We're
both in there.
My apologies.
But in any event, if you do wish to come to the podium, I ask that you identify yourself by stating your name and your address, and be so kind as to limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Then we'll play background music.
Any takers? Again, please come to the podium, introduce yourself by name and your address, and if you'd be so kind as to try to limit your comments to 3 minutes.
I might need to get a tap. If I go over,
we'll start the music. Sort of like
I'm
the
try to be real
what is that Academy Awards where the music starts?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
I apologize. I have to bring this to you today. This crucial means a lot to me. I'm a citizen of Derry Township. I live at 260 Corey Road. I'm the small business DNS Tree Service. We've been here 15 years. I have these yard signs, and over the weekend, one of my signs disappeared from a job site I'm currently working on. I assumed that it was Derry Township that picked it up, and it was, in fact, Derry Township that picked it up. The yard sign was not in Derry Township. It was at 471 Walton Avenue in Homestown. So I came over here, and I picked it up, and I put it back on the job site. The next day, it disappeared again. I came over here this morning, and I found 4 of my yard signs. So politely, respectfully, I'd just like to ask for peace, and I'd like to ask for my yard signs to be left alone, please. So if there's anybody in this room has any knowledge of that and would pass that along, I greatly appreciate it. I'm a taxpayer in Derry Township. I pay my taxes on time. My taxes go towards everybody's wages and all like that, just like anybody else. And I'm just asking for a little respect.
Appreciate it. And I apologize, sir. Your name?
I'm David Heidemark.
Thank you very much.
And that just happened, and I learned there was a meeting tonight, and I felt it was important to bring
it. Absolutely.
Appreciate you coming forward.
Absolutely.
How do you know that the township was the group that removed the signs?
I came over here, and I collected them from under the awning.
We had
their signs. Okay. I didn't understand that part. Okay.
So
you can see how I feel a little jaded. I feel attacked because I went and got my yard sign. I put it back where it was. It was not in Derry Township. None of my signs are ever located where Derry Township does maintenance. They're never located in any walkways of any kind whatsoever. This is partly how I advertise my business. This is how I support myself. This is how I put my daughters through college. So thank you very much. I appreciate you hearing me.
Okay, thank you.
So, may I
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, did you talk to any staff, or do we know why the yard signs?
I did, and I'm not going to go in depth with that. I believe I'm limited to 3 minutes.
Oh, you're certainly able to answer our questions.
Yes, okay.
We want to make sure that
help you unless you give
the right thing's being done.
Yeah, I did speak to some people, and I understand there's an ordinance about yard signs. Again, I'd like to say that I've been here 15 years, and my signs have been around for a while. There's no crime being committed here. I'm certain there are no complaints being made about my signs.
And you're saying, but you're saying the signs were in Hummelstown, not Derry Township?
The four signs that I picked up this morning from Derry Township, two out of those four could have been in Derry Township.
Could have been?
Yes, or? I'm not exactly sure where they were taken from.
Okay. All right. When you spoke to staff, did they indicate that it was, in fact, a violation?
I spoke to some people today, and no one could give me a straight answer as to who picked up the signs or why.
Okay.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
How long are the signs typically there? You're done in tree work a day or two or three?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'll leave them there as long as I can get away with it. But if I'm asked to move the signs or remove the signs, I will immediately remove the signs.
That could be an issue if some of them have been there longer than they should be.
Be that as it may, this is how I support myself.
When you're working there, it's one thing, but if you're not working there, then you're advertising on somebody else's property. So that probably would be a basis to pick them up.
Well, if I have a customer's permission for my sign to be there, it's there as long as they allow. And again, it's not in any maintenance area of Derry Townships, and it's not in any traffic area. There's not a block view for anywhere. I'm pretty sure that our tax dollars can be used to fund people. These signs were collected Saturday afternoon or even Sunday. Somebody took it upon themselves to personally go out and pick up DNS's tree signs. I see plenty of other tree signs around Stewart, Miley. So you can see why I feel a little attacked here.
We'll talk to the personnel.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do we know who you spoke with, though? And how are we to follow up with this if we don't?
Jim Capello.
Jim, you know?
Pardon?
Do you know who this gentleman spoke with at the administration this morning?
No, he spoke. He stopped over and talked to Adrian today.
Okay. Is he going to be able to follow up, Jim, or somebody?
Well, we can ask some staff right now. Is anybody doing about these signs?
Dave was over at our building today when he picked up his sign. Where he found it was under the gas canopy next to the salt building. How they got there, I don't know. We don't pick up signs. The only signs we pick up are election signs when election's over so we can move grass.
Thank goodness.
And we don't work Saturday and Sunday, as apparently he said, because then they disappeared.
So the best of our knowledge, township personnel did not gather those signs, but somebody dropped them off at the township.
Well, that's a secure facility over there. Nobody's getting in unless they're recycling signs open. So what I'm saying is nobody in the Public Works Department picked them up.
Okay.
And my staff will pull signs from time to time, but I didn't have anybody out over the weekend.
I have spoke with Mr. Emmerich and Mr. Clark about my signs, and they've treated me with nothing but courtesy and respect.
I appreciate
they have both taken it upon themselves to call me and say, hey, Dave, either we have your signs or we go and remove your sign from somewhere. And I give them respect to do that immediately.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hopefully this is just a fluke, because obviously you've had your signs out before without any issues. So, you know, Mr. Negley will look into this and try to figure out if there's any township role in this, and if so, we'll make sure it doesn't happen.
My problem is that I picked up my sign Saturday during recycle hours, and I put it back where it was taken from, outside of Derry Township. And sometime that evening or Sunday, four of my signs miraculously appeared at Derry Township, because I was there first thing this morning to pick them up.
Okay. We'll take a look into it and see if we can find out anything in more detail. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Do I need to stay or can I leave?
Can you can leave. Is there anyone else that would like to address the board? If not, I'd like to have a motion to approve the June 28, 2016 minutes of the Board of Supervisors. I'll make that motion.
Second
from Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the June 28, 2016 minutes are hereby approved. Under new business, one of the benefits we have of being supervisors is to recognize jobs well done. And in that regard, we'd like to recognize the employees of the year of various departments. And let me just come down here for that purpose.
care to introduce your employee of the year?
Our employee pick for 2016 is Tom Rizel. Tom's been with us for 22 years and has served in a variety of capacities, one of which was monitoring our landfill and perennial water testing, as he has a bit of a background in that. And most recently, he's been in charge of Sparkle. He's been running the sweeper for a couple years all over the township, so we have this gentleman to thank for keeping our community clean.
Thank you. Congratulations. Zach, you care to introduce your employee of the year?
Sure. Parks and Recreation is pleased to honor Mary Ann Faust. Mary Ann has been employed with the Parks and Recreation Department since 2005. Mary Ann works as a front desk clerk and regularly opens our building at 5 a.m., so she's oftentimes the smiling face that our early morning lap swimmers are seeing as they enter our building. Mary Ann is extremely dependable professional and has an excellent eye for detail. Always willing to pick up additional shifts, come in early, pretty much anything we need for our center, the community, or fellow coworkers, she's willing to do it.
Thank you. Tanner Roach, would you like to introduce?
Yes, members of the board, the police department selection this year is Officer Andrew Conner. Since his hiring in January of 2011, Officer Conner has brought passion and enthusiasm to police work and incorporated into his role as a police officer for the Derry Township. And he's a solid performer, is always more than willing to do whatever is asked of him in order to make the mission of this department successful. He does not like to miss work, and as he knows that he is maybe needed by his fellow officers and community members alike. And he recently took position as a canine handler with this department along with his partner Healy. It's always uncertain when one takes a new position as a canine handler in that role, if they'll be able to take on that challenge and be able to manage that canine. Andy has excelled in this position, has brought the same kind of dedication he brought to the job when he was hired into this position as a canine officer. He and Healy are quickly becoming an effective team to protect and serve this community.
Congratulations.
It's my privilege to introduce the library's recipient of the 2016 Employee Performance Award, Catherine Surfoss. Catherine is one of the newest members of the Hershey Public Library staff. She began working as a reference assistant in 2013, and from the beginning, she's proven herself to be an enthusiastic, motivated, and mission-oriented member of the library team. When she began her tenure with us, she was working on her master's degree in entomology and has since completed it. So she's now our resident bug lady and bee expert. She's taught classes about bees and gardening, combining a deep concern for maintaining bee populations nationwide. Catherine has been incredibly busy this past year. She encoded, and that means she handled, at least 14,500 items during the library's recent conversion to an RFID system. That's over 10% of our collection. She produced a wide variety of flyers and handouts, as well as book displays, a sampling of which includes Star Wars, Nobel Prize winners, elections, recognition of cities in the news, and authors on their birthdays. Catherine volunteered to be involved in a rewriting of the library's part-time employee handbook. She proctors college and university exams when needed, and is always on hand to help out at the checkout area. She's a bright young woman who can handle customer service as easily and quickly as finding the right answers for reference questions. The two are not so different. At Hershey Public Library, we strive to give the best service to our public, and we do so by hiring the best people possible, like Catherine Surfoss. Thank you.
Last but not least, Chief Meyer, would you like to introduce your employee or member of the year?
Mr. Chairman, I speak for the membership of the Volunteer Fire Company, as well as some of the members that are present tonight, Supervisor Foley, Vice President Delello, and Lieutenant Leonard. We appreciate, and I hope I can speak for them as well, but we appreciate being involved in the selection program as we have in the past number of years. Our selection is Gordy Peters, as we know him. Gordy has only been with us a short time. In previous years, I've stood before you with members that have lengthy service time with the department. He joined the department in 2014 and is one of the youngest members that has made it through the what we consider the Academy, the Essentials of Firefighting. It's approximately 200-hour course, set of courses through the Harrisburg Area Community College. He was the youngest and fastest member of our department to make it through those courses. It typically takes 12 to 18 months. But the short service doesn't mean that he isn't very active in the department. He is one of our most active response to calls. He's one of our most active public service persons. He holds down two jobs, a full-time job in Bull Iron, and also a lawn care service at here in Derry Township. So he juggles a lot of balls. He does anything that the fire department asks him to do. And it's a privilege, and I hope that the rest of the people from the fire company in the room are privileged to honor 40 years as our member.
Thank you, Chief. Chuck, I understand that Darren Robinson is community development.
I'd like to say a few words about Darren, even though he couldn't make it tonight. He's a trustee on the Rutherford Fire Company and had a meeting there this evening. Darren began with the township. Actually, his start date was December 31st of 2012. He came to us from Londonderry Township, where he was the BCO and zoning officer. Prior to that, he was the fire marshal for Spadaro Township and the Dolphin for Spadaro Township, Dolphin County, and the EMA coordinator and fire chief of five volunteer fire companies at the same time. Presently, he serves on the Spadaro Township Zoning Hearing Board. What really brought him forward tonight is the fact that when he came and started with us, really at the end of 2012, beginning of 2013, he had three certifications in building code inspections. Each discipline requires a certification. In 2.5 short years, he's gained 8 additional certifications for building code. He also really put his A game forward when Jody Hasbrock left us in November. We had a difficult time finding a replacement for her. As a matter of fact, if you may recall, just a few weeks ago, I told you about Nick, our new employee. So for a long time, he's been pulling two loads. So that's why he's been nominated for tonight's award.
And we have a certificate for Darren. If you'd be so kind as to provide that to him.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'd also like to acknowledge some other service awards. For 5 years of service with the police department, Andrew Congren, Parks and Rec, Cameron Robinson, with child care is Christy Sill Gentry, Public Works, Dennis Sawyer, and the police department, Janet Klinger and Andrew Herr, for 10 years of service with Parks and Recreation, Tricia Bruce, with the police department, Wendy Bergwald, and with Public Works, James Kessler Jr., and with 15 years of service with the police department, Anthony Bernardo. We get a round of applause for those individuals. We're very pleased here to have stellar individuals, and it's one of the greatest pleasures we have as a board to recognize a job well done. Turning now to our next agenda item, A1 through 15, is the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School Safety and Security Facility, plat number 1262. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I believe you're probably aware, the Milton Hershey School campus contains 2,785 acres, actually 85.86 acres, of land. However, this project will only disturb about 4.8 acres. The focus of this land development plan is the Cloverdale Barn, which is located adjacent to the roundabout under development that you can see in the upper left-hand corner of what's being projected at the intersection of Meadow Lane and Governor Road. The project involves renovations and additions to the existing barn, including access, parking, and stormwater management improvements. The facility is proposed to be about 19,000 square feet. I found out early today that the consultant for the land development and the architect recently re-coordinated, and there's about 800 more square feet to be added to these plans, which doesn't really affect anything we're doing this evening. The project will have a nominal impact on traffic in the area, as the school already operates a safety and security force from the campus. The project has already received the Dauphin County Conservation District NPDES approval by way of a revision to an existing permit on the campus. The stormwater management for the project will be addressed through the use of a collection system that conveys stormwater to combined rain garden stormwater basin. They've asked for quite a few waivers in this project, and that's really peculiar to the fact of the large campus and what our ordinance would normally require. For the sake of minutes, I'm going to go through the waivers quickly. They've asked for to show the location plan at 1 inch equals 12,000 foot instead of 1 inch equals 1,000. We're recommending approval. They've asked for waivers to not show all culverts, rock outcrops, and other physical features within 200 feet and 50 feet, depending on preliminary final plan, of the perimeter. And again, we're talking of the 2,700 acres. We're recommending approval. They've asked for not showing the sensitive environmental features. Again, they're showing them within the disturbed area, but not over the entire campus. From providing the adjacent owner information that's newer than 1 year, they've updated the Lebanon County side, and Dauphin County is of record. We're recommending that waiver. They've asked for a waiver of providing soil boundaries over the entire campus, and that has been documented on those plans. They're asking for a waiver of providing the names of existing and proposed streets and alleys, again, over the entire campus, and we think that's a reasonable waiver, and they're recommending approval. Waiver of providing the widths of streets, easements, and right-of-ways over the entire campus, and same. They've asked for a waiver of showing driveways over the entire campus, and again, we consider that reasonable. From providing plans and profiles of all the utilities, storm sewer conveyance systems, and the like over the entire campus, from providing site distances. You're getting the picture, right? These are campus-wide issues. From contours, from street parkway names, from providing the recording reference of adjacent plans of record. In that case, we've asked that they at least list, because many of these waivers are reliant on this information already being publicly documented in the record. So in this case, we've asked for them to list all of their plans of record on the plan, and they've done so. So we're recommending that relief. They've asked for waivers from providing monuments and markers, and quite frankly, I believe many of them are in. It's really the verification as part of this plan. We're recommending that relief. They've asked for relief from the requirement of how trenches are backfilled, and that's an issue where PennDOT has greatly increased the trench size. Our ordinance references PennDOT standards. This has become a common waiver amongst the plans. They're asking for a waiver of providing street and parkway widths for all existing streets throughout the property. They've asked for a waiver for providing curbing along these roads. And here we're asking that they enter into our standard deferment agreement, and they've agreed to do so. So in light of that, we're recommending that waiver. A waiver for determining wetlands over the entire property. That's be reasonable. They've looked at the site that's being disturbed. And finally, for sidewalk installation. Again, we're asking for the deferment statement. Firm the sidewalks. I think on the last plan for the homes, and I do have some plans here, they have a pretty vast inner campus system for getting around. And they've tied this project into parts of it, so again, we're supporting that as a deferment. I'm not looking for any fee in lieu. And finally, from providing okay, 1983 coordinate system overall. And again, it's been documented in the plans. So in the case of the waivers, we're recommending that all be granted. Planning Commission did review this. They've recommended both the granting of the waivers and the approval of the plan. I'm recommending approval of 1262 subject to the following things happening. First, that the township's reimbursed for costs by August 12th of 2016, and then that the following four things happen no later than January 12th, 2017, that performance security is provided, that they provide us an approved erosion and sediment control plan, a little bit different than the NPDES permit, that they provide us a copy of the revised NPDES permit, and that they provide the executed agreement for the deferment of the installation of curbing and siding. And we are also asking that the approval be conditioned upon them recording the best management practices for the stormwater currently with the plan, that they record the declaration listing that property is subject to the DMVs concurrently with the plan, and that they record the deferment of curbs and sidewalks concurrently with the plan.
Thank you, Chuck. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Herman?
Chuck, there's no advantage of having the sidewalk go up to that unit that's called Highland. My eyes aren't deceiving me. Sidewalk going up.
Rock Ridge here?
Yeah. No, the other unit on the other side.
This one?
No, come down to the bottom of the page, Chuck.
Yeah, down to the bottom of the page.
There you go. Highlands, very bottom. Just keep coming straight down.
Yep. Yeah. That's all the further I can.
Yeah. So it appears that the sidewalk ends there at the roundabout?
Right. At that point, I think we have a driveway that's serving a single home, and much like with the student homes that came through the board not long ago, they find that rather than creating additional impervious area to the campus, that many times when the driveways are lightly used, they can accommodate the students, the circulation.
Although I should
agree to that at least.
We agree.
And the stormwater facility, that's a combination of retention pond and rain garden?
Rain garden, that's correct.
Is that unique in the township?
No. Many of our detention basins nowadays have rain gardens in them because they have to meet the water quality element along with the retention element. So it's most easily done with the rain garden as well, clean the water.
And the farmhouse was demolished already. I haven't been back there for a while.
I haven't been there yet.
Farmhouse demolished?
Cloverdale Cottage has.
I think that came down with the
first student home.
And they came down with the roundabout.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, do I have a moment? Motion that the preliminary look. Final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School Safety and Security Facility, plat 1262, be approved subject to the criteria, waivers, and deferrals outlined by Mr. Emery.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Court. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Mr. Emery, we have... the next item on our agenda, B1 through 4, and to the extent E1 through 3 is similar in nature, B1 through 4 is a consideration of the release of a portion of the performance and security provided for the preliminary final land development plan for the Hershey Square Shopping Center, plat 1259, and E1 through 3 is consideration of release of the maintenance security provided for the preliminary final land development plan for Apple Retail Properties, Chipotle, plat number 1233. Are both of those items housekeeping?
They are.
Okay, very well.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And those motions carry unanimously for the release of the portion of performance security for plat number 1259 and maintenance security for plat number 1233.
And with that, I thank the board for allowing me to leave a little early tonight to take care of some personal business.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Emery.
We appreciate his direction on the escape room.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We had an earlier hearing this evening on... an enterprise called the Escape Room for where the former Burger's Pizza was located, and I think the board would like to give you direction to move forward with that for that conditional use.
And for your next meeting?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do you need a motion for that?
I think we should get a motion to move forward.
I'll make a motion.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded. Mr. Weir, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And that motion to move forward is approved. Yeah, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Item C1 through 6, authorization to accept a proposal from Herbert, Roland, and Rubik, Inc. to provide professional and related project services for a bike pedestrian crossing for access between the Oakmont development and the Jonathan Eschenauer Memorial Trail Good Road. Eric?
Actually, Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding we're at the table.
Well, I wanted to get some clarification first.
Okay.
Before we did that.
Thank you.
In terms of the anticipated cost. And the next item on the agenda, D1 through 12, is authorization to accept a proposal from HRG regarding supplemental professional and related project services for a bike pedestrian crossing on Middletown Road. And I had some questions about the agenda item to the extent, at least with respect to item C1 through 6 on the agenda, and the scope of services describes a complete project cost is estimated at between $210,000 and $245,000. And I just was curious as to whether or not those numbers encompass both the Wood Road and the Middletown Road projects, or is that just simply for one of the two projects?
Where is that, the $210,000,
where is it? Okay, C1.
It's
that C1 is our agenda item.
And our agenda item, I apologize. Yeah.
I think, I didn't realize it was on our agenda item. I think we've compared.
Yeah. And that's why I just want to get some clarification on here to the extent we're on the same sheet.
The total construction, anticipated construction cost for both the Middletown Road crossing and the Oakmont Trail Wood Road crossing.
Okay.
That was combined. At one point in time, there was consideration potentially bidding those together.
Okay, and I just wanted to introduce those two agenda items just for the sake of clarification based on our own reporting here. I would like to suggest that we do table both C1 through 6 and D1 through 12 to the extent I want to make sure that the facts and figures that we have before us for consideration are the ones we understand them to be. And we can perhaps, once that's clarified, put that back onto the agenda, either at the next meeting or as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Do I have the concurrence of the board to do that as well?
Do you need a motion to table it?
No, but just some verbal assent would be good. Yeah. Everyone, or at least if nobody objects, we'll go ahead and do that. So, Mr. Stump, I apologize, but I think we need to make sure we're all on the same sheet of music, so to speak, with respect to those two agenda items. So we're going to table those for tonight's meeting, make sure our facts and figures are straight, and then we can adjust them in the very near future, okay? Thank you very much. That'll bring us to the next item on the agenda, F1 through 3, the adoption of Ordinance Number 680, amending the code of the Township of Derry, Ordinance Number 553, Chapter 210, Section 210-38, parking prohibited at all times in certain locations. By amending parking restrictions on the first block of East Caracas Avenue at the intersection of East Granada Avenue and Cylon Avenue.
Excuse me, members of the board, crosswalks were recently installed at this intersection at East Caracas, Ceylon, and East Granada. In order to facilitate additional parking in this area near the Hershey Theater as well as other businesses, yet maintaining the proper corner site distance at the intersection, it is proposed to start the parking restriction from both the northwest and southwest corners of the intersection to a point 39 feet west of the intersection along both the north and south sides of East Caracas Avenue. This modification will allow some additional limited parking, but will not encroach in 20-foot minimum parking regulations established by the Pennsylvania Motor Vehicle Code.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for the lieutenant? Noting none, I'll entertain a motion that ordinance number 680, amending the code of Terry Township, ordinance number 553, chapter 10, section 210-38, parking prohibited at all times in certain locations, by amending parking restrictions on the first block of East Caracas Avenue at the intersection with East Granada Avenue and Sunline Avenue, be approved as listed in the attached ordinance to the agenda. So moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. The final item on our agenda is G1 through 2, adoption of resolution number 1473, renaming Park Boulevard to Sir Paul McCartney Avenue on July 19, 2016. Mr.
Engel. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, on July 19th, Sir Paul McCartney be performing a concert at the Hershey Park Stadium. We received a request to rename Park Boulevard on that particular day for 24 hours, no more than 24 hours, in honor of Mr. Saul, Sir Paul McCartney.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Again, that's just going to be for the day of the concert, I understand.
The township will incur no expense to this. All the expense will be incurred by the those.
And labor and everything else will be incurred by each other.
Yes, that's right.
Very well. Are there any questions or comments with respect to that? Do I have a motion to adopt that resolution 1473?
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Ms. Court.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed? And that resolution is adopted unanimously.
I'm the only one who's been to Liverpool of the group, I'm sure, so I felt I needed to.
Understood. At this time, I'd like to invite the members of the board to share with us any correspondence that they would like to share. Again, to my far left, Susan.
Sure. All the members of the board received a very thoughtful email from Phil Juris, who's a Dare Township resident, who is also a Locust Avenue resident, and on behalf of the residents of Locust Avenue and Chestnut Hillcrest, Phil sent a note letting us know that despite some of the remediation work that has been done on Locust Avenue of late, that due to some recent rainstorms, they've seen that it hasn't been as effective as they had hoped. So he reached out to the board, sent some pictures with an explanation. He also took it upon himself to reach out to Matt from HRG to kind of talk through this and said that HRG has been very helpful. So we're all just kind of keeping an eye on it, and we appreciate Phil's diligence and kind of being the voice of the residents over there and working directly with the engineer, keeping us all in the loop, and we hope to have that resolved quickly.
Thank you. And Susan, we're going to combine board and committee information.
Nothing else.
Okay, great. Matt?
Yes, we had the Stormwater Authority with combination with BTMA has been moving along, and there's going to be another public meeting about that informational meeting coming up the end of July or August, so keep your eye open for that. There was a public meeting for the zoning, discussing the master planning part of the zoning last Thursday, and it was very informational, very well done. Attended the People Movers luncheon, we ought to mention that it's great to have volunteers like the People Mover doing services like that for our community. And finally, I had an opportunity to attend a demonstration of new software we're getting in the township. ArcGIS, it's called, which is fine mapping together with spreadsheets. And I was really impressed with a couple of things. First of all the things the software does, but also the excitement that the staff showed and how they can use the software to get better reports and evaluations for the township. So,
thank you, Matt. John?
I also attended the People Movers luncheon, the DTMA presentation on stormwater, the Stormwater Authority. In addition, I met with members of the Hershey Entertainment Resort staff regarding some transportation initiatives, also the Hershey Company regarding some sewer initiatives, our new treatment plant, and the Hershey School staff regarding transportation and transportation initiatives. So. Beyond that, Fire Company, I continue to work with them, and we continue to work on our capital campaign and working out, if you will, some little punch list items on the building. It has been completed, but this is when we get to find the little glitches and things of that nature, so that continues. And the contractor has been outstanding and responsive to their work. That will conclude my report.
Thank you, Jim.
Justin?
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Jim, anything?
On July 1st, the police department celebrated its 50th anniversary. The police department hosted all the retirees, out of all our police retirees, all the two attended. We saw some old friends, and we had a great time. I thank the police department for the hospitality. And I'm reluctant to say that when I started here, the police department was 8 years old, and now it's 50. So congratulations to the police department on their 50th anniversary.
Thank you. I'd like to ask for reports from our departments, leading off with the from the police department.
Sir, nothing to report.
Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've been busy with summer groups, and tours come through the station on a fairly regular basis, and we're gearing up for next month's National Night Out.
Thank you. Tom?
Member Court mentioned Locust Avenue and Hillcrest. I did talk to HRG last week, and they have made arrangements with DTMA to televise that line from Hillcrest to Mill Street to see if there's a problem in that existing line in there. Other than that, you may have heard from the public or other means, we've stopped taking electronics and computers into recycling center. Effective last week, we were advised by DEP to do so, as Dauphin County has a contract with Vintage to remove, to dispose of computers and electronics. We were just sort of piggybacked along with that. Because we're in Dauphin County, we had no written contract, so they were coming here and picking up as though Dauphin County. They stopped doing that a couple of weeks ago, and DEP called us and advised us to send everything to Dauphin County up at 1625 Cameron Street, the incinerator facility. The county recycling center is next to the incinerator. So that's, we've taken all of the references to accepting electronics and computers down off our websites and our handouts, and that's where we've been directing everyone to go with it.
I'm sure Jill's already thought of this, but we should communicate that in the weekly email and just in other ways before somebody's going to just out of habit come to drop off a television set and be irritated that they have to bring it back home.
Yeah, and we've had a number of people, of course, in the three times that we've been open since that edict came down from DEP, and people have been more than helpful to us. The electronics industry, as a result of the Covered Device Act from the legislature 2 years ago, was at best a poor piece of legislation. So what we're seeing now is the result of that and not being able to get rid of it as we were. So I'll keep you apprised of anything else I see here in the most of.
Tom, what's the problem with that? I mean, in terms of, is it logistical that there's no means by which for them to come and retrieve that? There's no means by which for us to transport that to that location?
It's my understanding, and I spoke to Representative Payne's chief of staff last summer, I guess, when it first came out that there were going to be problems with this, and there was going to be, because we got a call one day that said, we may not be picking up from you anymore.
Right.
And we sort of nursed that relationship along for a number of months, and now they're to the point where they've told us we aren't picking them up.
Okay, so we just got the directive that if we collect this electronic equipment, there's no means by which for us to get it there without incurring, obviously.
That's correct. We'll be inundated. We won't have room for anything else in that building.
Right. Right. Okay.
And it wasn't uncommon as it was for us to be sitting on two semi-trailers worth of Gaylord boxes, big square boxes that are about 5 feet high. It wasn't uncommon for us to be sitting on two trailer loads of that and trying to get a truck here to get them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do they accept them at the county all the time, or are there certain days that they do this?
When they're open 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Now, it's my understanding the county's contract is for 80,000 800,000 pounds. And as of 2 months ago, they were already at about 60 or 70% of that quantity. So probably somewhere between now and the end of this year, the county's going to be in a situation, I'm guessing from the sound of it, where they're saying, we can't get rid of them either. Now, and to be fair, they can be gotten rid of, but what we've been getting rid of up to this point and making back a few dollars, I'll say, to cover the handling of them and the loading of them, from this point on, it would be costing us about $4,000 a trailer load to get rid of that material. So most everything at the recycling center, you know, we get a couple dollars back for cardboard and paper, and that covers having the dumpsters pull and dump. The same thing held true, for the most part, with computers. Now it's all dollars out of our pocket.
Jill, do we have on our website the exact address where people can take these electronics so that there's no mistake as to the prohibition against them dropping it off here, as well as where they can drop it off?
We do. We have it on the home page, and it is in the e-news for this Friday.
Okay.
And Tom, do you have signs on the recycling center?
Great. And Tom, is the address of the new drop-off point on those signs as well? So you can try and
25 South Cameron Street, I memorized.
Yeah, it burned in your mind. I'm sure you can. Okay. Thank you. Barbara, anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Library's been very, very busy this summer. We're having good programs all summer long for adults and children. I'm happy to report that our statistics for checkout are, once again, up this year by about 7%. So that's very good news. Towards the end of this month, we're getting ready for the big annual book sale by Friends of the Library. The preview night for members of Friends is on August the 5th, and then the book sale lasts from August 6th through August 11th. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Terry?
I have nothing this evening. Thank you.
Zach, anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board knows, we have continued with our public fundraising efforts for our Cocoa Castle project that we hope to complete this fall. I'm excited to report that our summer day camp program has decided to get involved. And next Wednesday, July 20th, our campers will be holding a car wash from 10 to noon and a lemonade sale from 1 to 3 at the Hershey Rec Center. So we're certainly excited to have over 200 children from grades K through 6 getting involved in the fundraising efforts. And we hope that the community will come out to support them next Wednesday. We are currently around $40,000 short of our fundraising goal, and we are closely approaching our deadline in order to complete the project in the fall. So we would urge anyone that is considering a sponsorship or purchasing a brick, paver, or fence picket to try and act on that in the next couple of weeks so we are able to meet that deadline.
Excellent. And Jill, again, so that we have maximum exposure on that, I'm sure the Parks and Rec website has information pertaining to that effort, but on the township, with respect to letting people know that we're still engaged in fundraising effort, if we could also make sure that when people log on to the website, that, you know, that is pretty prominently marked as well, so that there's maybe more than one site and source for that type of information, so we can hopefully drive this over the end line here. Okay, anything else, Ben?
No.
Thank you. Mr. Stump, anything?
I have a report on the
Lauren?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one note, the Downtown Hershey Association is hosting the Townie Family Picnic next Wednesday on July 20th. That's going to be held at the Meadows on Homestead there. Really looking forward to it. There's going to be lawn games, Trokes will be there, Oliveros, food from Woody Law, and a couple of other trucks probably. I've been working with Chief Warner to coordinate a closing of East Caracas between East Granada and Para for that event. That is a local road. Our ordinances permit the chief to authorize that. So I'm still coordinating with him and his department, but if there's any concerns that you have, we're looking to do it to ensure safety before, during, and after the event. The event goes from 5:30 until 9, and the closures would last from 4 until 10.
And that event is open to the public?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Anyone who lives, works, our Gales connection to downtown Hershey.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Anything else?
That's everything.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Lauren, so since Chuck's writing all, or Charles is writing all this down, the food's available for purchase at the event?
Food is available for purchase, yes. Bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair. Yes.
All right, great. Jim?
I have nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nagley, anything? I think I already got you right. Excellent. Move to approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,058,651.94 and payroll in the amount of $376,826.54. I'll move by Mr. Foley. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the accounts payable and payroll are approved unanimously. This brings us to our next visitor of public comments. If anybody in the audience wishes to address the Board of Supervisors, I invite you to do so. And again, state your name, address, and try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Anyone? Any takers?
We've got some scouts in the audience.
Yes, we do. Would somebody representative of the scouts like to let us know who you are and what projects you're currently involved with?
Hello, my name is Richard Rager. I'm one of the assistant scout masters with Troop 65, local Hershey Boy Scout troop. I have three young gentlemen here tonight. They're learning, working on their citizenship and the community merit badge, and they're learning about different services that they can work with in the community. They're learning a little bit about local government, how it's run, and we don't have a mayor, there's a board and stuff like that. And we just came tonight to observe some of the functions and learn a little bit more. We have been doing some projects helping with the library. We're working with the DEAC, the Dairy Environmental Action Group. We work with the milkweed farm to try and track monarch butterflies. We worked this morning with Homeless Town at the Zion Lutheran Church, the food bank there. So we're learning about different ways to help the community.
Thank you very much and welcome. And if any of you have any questions, Mr. Engel will be more than happy to answer that after the meeting.
I was going to say we're still long, but it's easy.
We'll have one or two questions.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If there's no other visitor public comments, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by me. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And this meeting is adjourned.